This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British people in London appear to be largely accepting the new lockdown measures ordered by Prime Minister Boris Johnson Saturday as the price worth paying to save Christmas. Johnson ordered England back into a national lockdown after the United Kingdom passed the milestone of 1 million COVID-19 cases and a second wave of infections threatened to overwhelm the health service. The United Kingdom, which has the biggest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day. And scientists have warned the worst-case scenario of 80,000 dead could be exceeded. And some of the most onerous restrictions in Britain's peacetime history, people will only be allowed to leave home for specific reasons, such as education, work, exercise, shopping for essentials, and medicines, or caring for the vulnerable. Spain's prime minister on Saturday condemned a series of violent protests in cities across the country against restrictions imposed to curb the surge of COVID-19 after a six-month state of emergency came into effect this week. Riot police shot blank bullets to try to disperse scores of protesters who were setting fire to rubbish bins in Madrid's main thoroughfare. Meanwhile, demonstrators pelted police with rocks and other projectiles in Barcelona in a second night of disturbances in Spain's second largest city. In the northern Spanish city of Logroño, about 150 people attacked police with stones, set fire to containers, and looted shops, police reported. Riot police were drafted in to quell disturbances in the wine-growing region. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tweeted, "Only from responsibility, unity, and sacrifice will we be able to defeat the pandemic that is devastating all countries." This is VOA News. The U.S. presidential candidates and their running mates are trying to mobilize voters in battleground states over the weekend. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Senator Kamala Harris is in Florida.
Well, hello, North Carolina.
That's Vice President Mike Pence, while President Trump is holding four rallies across Pennsylvania.
And 3 days from now, this is the state that will save the American dream.
Joe Biden is my brother.
Former President Barack Obama is adding his voice.
And he will be a great president.
It's great to be with the president again.
Accompanying former Vice President Joe Biden in Michigan.
It reminds me of what we can be when you have a president of character.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Greek Orthodox priest is fighting for his life after being shot twice in the abdomen Saturday while he was closing his church in the French city of Lyon. The attacker was alone and fired from a hunting rifle. A police cordoned off the largely residential neighborhood around the church and detained one person who resembled descriptions of the gunman but was unarmed at the time of his arrest. And it said investigators are trying to determine the man's identity. Generations of fans are paying tribute to Scottish actor Sean Connery, who died at the age of 90. Born August 25th, 1930, Sean Connery shot to international stardom for his sexy charm as James Bond, but it was his later roles that won him acclaim for his acting. Described as the sexiest man alive by People magazine in 1989, the Scottish actor was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 2000, 2 years after he was reportedly denied the honor because of his ardent Scottish nationalism. He played a series of character roles besides Bond and won an Academy Award in 1988 for his portrayal of a tough Chicago cop in The Untouchables. But for millions of film fans, he will always be remembered first as British Agent 007, a character created by novelist Ian Fleming and immortalized by Connery and film from the first in the franchise, Dr. No, in 1962. The International Space Station marks a big milestone on Monday. That is the 20th anniversary of the first crew's arrival, and there has been a steady stream of people living there ever since. During those two decades, 241 people from 19 countries have visited the orbiting outpost, including several tourists who paid their own way. The station was a cramped, humid, puny three rooms when an American and two Russians arrived in 2000. Now it's almost as long as a football field and has a dozen rooms about. The station's current residents plan to mark Monday's milestone by sharing a special dinner. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.